all credit to him. I mean, he knuckled down. Next thing I knew, I was three sets down, and shouldn't have been three sets down, but I fought back a little bit, but he kept his composure well. I was getting to him a little bit, I think, through a few of the sets, and he just thought to himself, I'd like a Scotsman, he's not going away. But hey, I enjoyed it. I loved it.
You hadn't dropped a set going into this match at this William Hill World Championship.
I just dropped five now, haven't I?
But you find yourself three down, and you have a dart to make it three all. Could that have changed the complexion of the game, do you think?
I might have been worried a little bit more for about 5 seconds, wouldn't he? But no, I mean, it's, you never know, do you? I mean, it's always, you can look at it, if you'd hit it, if you hadn't hit it, it's speculation, don't win your games.
Even then, he has to pull out 170 checkout to win the match when you're sat on a finish to make it 4-3.
I knew I was going to hit that double. But hey, if you're going to finish a match 170, is the way to go.
There has been so many positives for you in this William Hill World Championship, Bob. I mean, if you play like that, you'd be 99.9% of people, wouldn't you?
It's not enough. We need 100, don't we? No, but yeah. I mean, on my day, I mean, I've proved I can play. And I've proved I've enjoyed it. Do you know what I mean? It's like man doesn't care anymore. I got there and I enjoy my darts. And if I win, I win. I lose, I lose. They've got to come and beat me.
Do you think that performance has sealed your spot in the Premier League for next year, Bob?
No, nothing does. Nothing seals your spot anywhere. You've just got to hope that it's enough to get you in, but you've just got to wait and see.